Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
He is here. He is here. He is here. There's a wonderful saint named Saint John Vianney who once started a homily, and he said that dozens of times. The whole homily is just him repeating those three words. He is here, again and again and again. And then he started talking about the Eucharist. That right now, our Lord, he is here. Whenever we come into this church in a tabernacle, and we always genuflect on our knee to know as we bend our knee before our King that he is here. And in a few minutes on the altar, when the priest says the words of consecration, and he lifts up the bread and the wine that turns into his body and blood, he is here. The gift of the Eucharist, that Jesus is that close. In our first reading, we heard that what nation has a God so close to us as our God is to us? That he is here. Where are my second grader friends? I should know that back here. You guys are getting very, very close to your first communion. In just a matter of weeks, you'll come forth for the first time and receive Jesus. And standing right here, he is here. You'll see Jesus that close to you, just a few inches from your face, and then you'll receive Jesus into your body, into your heart, and that Jesus will be here inside of you, that close. And then the rest of the day, the rest of the week, wherever you go, he is here. Will you go back to your classroom, go back to your family, go soccer practice, wherever. Wherever it is you are, Jesus is there because you received the Eucharist that day. From the Old Testament, Jesus fulfilled all the scriptures and climaxed so much to give us the gift of the Eucharist, to give us the gift of his presence. Because Jesus wants to be that close. He wants to be here every time we want to come here in the church or in the oratory, that we can go and be with him. He wants to be here on the altar so he can give himself to you every Mass. He wants to be here every time you receive communion and come into your heart. And he wants to be with you every second of the day. And wherever you go, he is there for you, and then he's there for every person you meet. He is here.